Not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm back in the studio, my first live show in a week. As many of you know, I had to go to Phoenix last week. We had to move my mom into a nursing home. And unfortunately, it's quite an arduous task. And not only just getting her in the facility, which she's actually been in the facility for a little bit of time now, but more importantly, packing up her house and all that sort of stuff. These are things that we're all going to go through. Any of us who have parents as they age, you'll find that there definitely is a role reversal at some point in time when we start caring for them. I feel honored, you know, quite frankly. My parents were wonderful parents, both my dad and my mom, and so I'm glad that I can help in any way I can. But anyway, so I was out of the studio for a week. I'm back in the studio now, and lo and behold, what am I greeted with when I come back to the studio but a guest who stiffs me? And there's nothing I hate more than being stiffed by a guest. We were supposed to have John Barron on. He wrote a very good article about the paleo diet. He is not a paleo zealot. It was quite a good article that looks at the paleo diet with an unobstructed eye. He doesn't have an agenda, and I wanted to have him on the show. Ironically, he called me feverishly last Monday, thinking the interview was last Monday. And his assistant then emailed me and said, never mind that, we got it wrong. We'll be on the air with you for the 20th. And I've been calling him for the past, 10 minutes and can't get an answer. So I am left without a particular topic to talk about. I'm left without a guest. So that means that I'm going to turn to two things. I'm going to start looking at emails that those of you who have written me and asked me questions either on Facebook or an email. I'm going to try to get some of those questions answered during this show. And then also, I wanted to also offer the phone number. Actually, his assistant is emailing me right now. She's trying to get him on the phone as well. Maybe he'll show up late. We'll see. Nonetheless, I wanted to offer the phone number. If those of you who wanted to call in, if you have any questions for me, I'll take call-ins during the show as well. 502-690-2298. If you call in and get a busy signal, call back. If you call in and you are immediately put on hold, and you'll know you've been put on hold because you'll hear the show playing, give me a moment until I can come over and introduce you and get you on the air. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. Anyway, so let's go to some questions. Adelfo Sereme, who has been on the show, actually, he is an amazing individual who told his story about the car accident that put him in a wheelchair and how he has changed his attitude and his life and is leading a model life in physical culture and nutrition now. Wrote a question on my Facebook asking, can a high-protein, high-fat, low-carb diet be beneficial for someone with thyroid issues? I have to say that I don't know that I do think carbohydrates play a role, absolutely play a role in the efficiency of the thyroid function. What role it plays and to what degree, I'm not clear on. I would say that, and even though we talk about calories not being important on this show, I would say that a hypercaloric diet as opposed to a hypocaloric diet is probably more important than necessarily the total macronutrient makeup of that diet when we talk about the thyroid function. We know that the thyroid shuts down in an effort to slow the metabolism in the absence of proper caloric intake. And we also know that carbohydrates do play a role in thyroid function. But I have a feeling that the role that carbohydrates play in thyroid function comes second to total caloric intake. So if you're getting enough calories from your protein and your fat, and you are having carbohydrates, not necessarily starchy carbohydrates, but if you are having carbohydrates in the form of perhaps vegetables and some fruits, I predict that the thyroid function will not be challenged by your diet. Now, that important to say here, I'm talking about things that can challenge the thyroid. If you have a thyroid issue, I don't think, unless your thyroid issue is precipitated by a poor diet, I don't think correcting your diet is going to change a thyroid issue. Only if your thyroid issue is a result of a poor diet. And what I mean by poor diet, if you're not getting enough calories in a day, if you are not getting adequate amounts of selenium and iodine and obviously the amino acid tyrosine, which plays a very, very big role in the selenoenzyme cascade. If you're not getting these things in your diet, then you absolutely could mess up your thyroid as a result of your diet. But assuming that you don't have an autoimmune disorder that's attacking your thyroid, which I believe does have a role in certain food allergies, by the way, to be precipitated, diet is not going to necessarily make a sick thyroid function better. You have to identify why the thyroid is sick. Are you consuming certain things that are toxic, that are causing your thyroid to malfunction, or causing your thyroid, your body to attack the thyroid? Also, inadequate amounts of estrogen can cause thyroid disorder in men and in women. Estradiol affects the bonding and the binding of iodine in the thyroid. So those of you out there who are using high doses of aromatase inhibitors in an effort to stimulate testosterone production, you need to be aware that shutting down estradiol completely, aside from other problems it can cause for you, can also cause problems for your thyroid. So, you know, again, the diet definitely affects the thyroid. If the thyroid has a problem and it is not from the diet itself, I don't know that changing your diet is going to change that. I hope I've answered that question. I know there's a lot of other good answers up there. I know Dr. Andrew weighed in on Facebook about this. You can see more answers on my Facebook. If you are not my Facebook friend, you really need to be. My Facebook is like a magazine about fitness, health, nutrition, physical culture. It just amazes me. I was gone for a week, and it literally took, I had to go back 6 pages of old pages in the past week just to find older posts, an old post I was looking for from before when I left, because Dr. Andrew posts studies, and I mean, everybody, Nick Williamelli everybody posts studies on my wall. Peter Rouse, Dr. Rouse, everybody posts these studies. It's like a magazine that you'll never find on a magazine rack filled with great information. So if you're not already a friend of mine, friend me, Carl Lenore, on Facebook. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I will have something interesting to talk about, I promise. Well, who knows? Maybe John Barron will be there. We'll try calling him again in the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Whoa. I thought that song was supposed to be gone.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, AgeForce has 2 products now available to my audience. One is Testo 100, the testosterone booster. The other one is the Power Patch, which is a growth hormone patch, growth hormone in a transdermal patch form. And you can get 50% off when you use the coupon codes. You'll find the coupon codes on superhumanradio.com. Great reviews already on the Power Patch and the testosterone patch. There's a lot of people out there who said, yeah, this stuff is bunk. We're getting a lot of positive responses from people who are using them. I will be starting the growth hormone patch sometime this week, and I'll talk about it as well on the air. Just want to remind everybody, we talked about this on the last Casual Friday with my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo, who I could use in the studio today, because then at least I'd have someone to talk to here. We're going to be doing a series of superhuman get-togethers on the East, West, and in Chicago. We're going to be doing one in New York. We're going to do one in Los Angeles, and we're going to do one in Chicago at different times of the year. And we're going to have some amazing guest speakers. This is not going to be just a run-of-the-mill, hey, come on in, because it's a chance for you to meet us and pay money. I've already talked to Ori Hofmeckler. I told you that I read Ori's manuscript, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. This is possibly one of the most original thoughts to be applied to training and physical results of training that I've ever read before in my life. Ori Hofmeckler is an amazing original thinker. This book is going to change the landscape of the fitness industry completely, I predict. And I talked to Ori this week, and I said, look, we're going to be doing these get-togethers. I want to bring you in for them. So Ori Hofmeckler will definitely be one of the guest speakers at the Superhuman Radio fan get-together. The way we foresee this happening is this. We're going to pick a venue. It's going to be a hotel. That hotel is going to be equipped with everything we need, so no one has to rent cars. There'll be restaurant there, and we'll have a nice showroom to work from, or ballroom, whatever you want to call it, to actually have the event. You'll come in on a Friday. We'll have cocktails Friday evening so people can meet and greet and get together, meet the guest speakers, meet each other, have some laughs. Saturday morning through Saturday late afternoon, probably up till about 5 o'clock, we'll have a series of guest speakers that will bring information to you that you will not get anywhere else. I can promise you that. Saturday evening, we'll have a superhuman get-together dinner. This will all be part of the package. And then Sunday, people will go back home to their respective cities. So it will be a short weekend. It will be an intense weekend. It will be a fun weekend, because being superhuman doesn't mean we can't have fun. Obviously, the menu will be healthy at these dinners, the dinner that we'll have, and any appetizers and so on. So it'll be a lot of fun. I already received an email from Mindy Anderson, who is the Chicago chapter leader for the Weston A. Price Foundation. And she is excited that Chicago will be one of the host cities to the superhuman get-together. And very excited. She wants to be involved, and we will get in touch with you as time gets closer. I promise you, Mindy, and you will be involved. So that's exciting. Anybody else in those cities of New York, or even an area outlying New York, like Connecticut or Jersey or so on, let us know if you're interested in a superhuman get together of this type, of this quality, so that we can start building our base of helpers in those markets to do some things for us as we get prepared for that. So we're going to shoot for Los Angeles. We're going to shoot for New York. We're going to shoot for Chicago. And we're going to try to put these together as quickly as possible. If you are interested in attending, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com so we can also start getting a count of how many people will attend, so we know what size of venue we really need too as well. Okay. Sean Knernschild, a big fan of the show, emailed me the other day, and while I already emailed him back his answer, I want to go ahead and say this for everybody who's listening. First of all, the difference between GHRP and GHR6 is that GHR6 will elicit a cortisol response. GHRP6 is a better choice for early morning injections to raise early morning growth hormone levels. GHRP6 is not a good alternative for injecting right before bed to raise nocturnal growth hormone levels, because GHRP6 will elicit a cortisol response, and you don't want cortisol coming up late at night. GHRP2 is a better alternative for nocturnal growth hormone precipitation, and it does, because it does not elicit a cortisol response. The dosing is the same, about 100 to 125 micrograms right before bed of GHRP2 will work well in raising growth hormone levels during sleep without impairing your sleep due to elevated levels of cortisol. So that's for those of you out there who are using the growth hormone releasing peptides. And you can get your growth hormone releasing peptides at opresource.net. You know that you save 25% off by being a Superhuman Radio listener when you use the coupon Superhuman25, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5. So check that out. Also, we had a couple people asking me how to reconstitute melanotan, and it's very, very simple. You want to dose your melanotan in fairly low doses, generally a quarter of a milligram to a half a milligram maximum at a time, and it generally comes in 10 milligram vials. So if you take 3 to 4 cc's of the diluent, and I prefer sodium chloride over bacteriostatic water because the pH and the sodium levels actually keep the peptide intact longer, keep it from degrading over a longer period of time. If you were to take 4 cc's and inject that in there, then every 10 units on an insulin syringe would be 250 micrograms. Very, very simple. You take 10 divided by 40, and that's basically how you do the math to figure out what your dosing is. I personally would never go over a milligram. Some people can do a milligram of melanotan too. I find that whether you're light-skinned or dark-skinned, it will cause freckling. Your moles will get darker, and you will see freckles appear. They will go away when the melanotan wears off, but sometimes it can take a few months. So just be aware of that. A quarter of a milligram to a half milligram maximum. Every other day works really, really well. Be patient with it. Don't expect to be tan in 2 days. Use it slowly, and you'll see the tan come on, and then you'll be able to maintain the tan by taking maybe a quarter of a milligram to a half a milligram a couple times a week throughout the summer. So hopefully that short synopsis of how to reconstitute melanotan is effective. If not, email me and on air@superhumanradio.com, and I'll try to get back to you as quickly as possible. We're going to take another commercial break. I'll be back with more questions to be answered from you, the listeners. Again, I'm without a guest today. If you want to call in, 502-690-2298. I'll take your calls if you have the guts to call in, that is. We'll be right back.
Down around the corner, a half a mile from here, you see them old trees running, and you watch them disappear without love.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system. But with this machine, we shall win.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Sorry for not having my guest today. I tried. I just got an email from his assistant. He's done a lot of radio shows, but apparently my show is hard to schedule. I don't understand it. Anyway. Okay, so here's a question that comes from a fellow named Brad. Let's do something here. Brad is a young guy. He's, let's see here. I apologize. Brad is in his 20s, and he recently was tested, and he's 26 years old. He has testosterone level of 300. Now, I'm assuming that testosterone level of 300 is in the normal assay range, where 900 to 1,000 is the top end. and 250 is the new adjusted low end. And so he's down at 300. He suffers from anxiety, but situational anxiety. In other words, he doesn't walk around anxious all the time, but when he has to fly, his anxiety gets the best of him. You know, his brain starts to freak out is what he writes. A lot of these things that would normally make us nervous really push him over the edge. He wants to know if it could have anything to do with his testosterone levels. I had a follow-up question that I asked him about his blood sugar, because anytime somebody talks about anxiety in general, I always suspect the possibilities of hypoglycemia. His morning blood sugar, his fasting blood sugar is great. It's generally in the 80 or below range. And while his cortisol levels in the morning may not be the ideal, he is eating paleo style, and he is feels good other than the anxiety. So let's talk a little bit about anxiety and sex hormones real quick. It is actually testosterone's conversion to estradiol that blunts the adrenals, keeps the adrenals from overreacting to circumstances. So indirectly, testosterone does affect the adrenals and their ability to kick into the fight or flight mode. If you have low testosterone, it may not be the problem if you still have high estrogen levels. So that eliminates the issue about the adrenals. But what low testosterone could precipitate is an imbalance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And this could actually be the reason for the hyper-anxiety effects of things that normally would make you nervous pushing you over the edge. So in short, the short answer is yes, your testosterone levels definitely can be affecting your ability to handle stressful situations and find yourself in an anxiety-ridden state. At 26 years old, I would want to find out why my testosterone levels are so low. Now, that's not as easy as you would think, because so many doctors are reluctant to perform the battery of tests to find out why the testosterone levels are low. But the first thing I would look for, first of all, is to find out, is my testosterone being siphoned off into other downline hormones like estrogen, like DHT, and so on? So obviously you need a good hypersensitive estrogen assay, and you need a DHT assay, and take a look at those. The other thing that I would look at is the sex hormone binding globulin assay to see if what's going on with SHBG. And if all of those come back in ratio, not in range, in ratio. So in other words, if you have low testosterone, you should theoretically also have fairly low or proper ratio estrogen and DHT. If you have elevated estrogen, if you have elevated DHT, then you may want to look to an aromatase inhibitor or something like that, or why, find out why so much of your testosterone is being siphoned off to estrogen and address that. But if the ratios are correct and you don't have hyper-elevated estradiol and you don't have hyper-elevated DHT, and by the way, I would never take a DHT inhibitor. I would find other ways to reduce 5-alpha reductase in the body before I would take finasteride. I would look to natural things like pregnenolone and hope that it converts to progesterone, which in and of itself will help regulate the synthesis of 5-alpha reductase. But if you have normal ratios of these other hormones, I would not immediately look to hormone replacement therapy until you do some sort of a challenge test. I would have a doctor inject some sort of gonadotropin and then look at your blood over a period of hours to see the rise in testosterone if it occurs. Because if it doesn't occur, then the Leydig cells or the testicles may be the source of the problem. The reality could be that your testicles are just not producing testosterone, even though they're being stimulated by the pituitary to do so. The other option that I would look at also would be pituitary function as well. to find out if you're producing luteinizing hormone. And obviously that's one of the assays that they should be looking at as well, luteinizing hormone. But only after running all of these batteries of tests would I then go, okay, this my pituitary is not functioning properly, or my testes are not functioning properly. So the only alternative for me to stay healthy is to go to Frank hormone replacement and then move to testosterone replacement therapy. At 26 years old, I would absolutely do that first. I would not just go right to. But, yes, to answer your question in short, yes, low testosterone can absolutely cause a hyperanxiolytic effect because of the hormone's ability to regulate sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system response. Okay, next question. While it was sent to me from a guy in Kentucky, it's probably pretty useful for anybody out there who is still interested in obtaining raw unpasteurized milk, which I'm still a proponent of, even though Dr. Lauren Cordain said that milk in general is bad for you. I don't buy it. And in fact, we have a great show for you tomorrow, and I know the guests aren't going to stand me up. Randy Roach and Joshua Trentin. Josh is a natural drug-free bodybuilder who started eating raw and put on 25 pounds of muscle in 5 months. He's continued to get stronger, bigger, and leaner while continuing to eat raw. We're going to have a follow-up show tomorrow to the original show, Raw Food is as Effective as Anabolic Steroids in Building Muscle. So we're going to check in with Josh tomorrow to find out how his progress goes while he continues to eat raw foods. But Randy received an email from one of my listeners saying Dr. Cordain poo-pooed raw milk, and obviously both Randy and Josh have opinions on this as well, and we're going to let them weigh in on it. But in the meantime, I have not abandoned raw milk, but I've just switched to cream because I want the raw fat and the growth factors without the lactose right now at this point in time, because I am going to try to lean out quite a bit pretty quickly here. So I'm cutting back on my intake of all types of sugars right now. With that being said, Joe emailed me and said that there's a health food store in Indiana called Rainbow Blossom that offers raw milk, but it's labeled as pet grade. You will find this. Anytime you find raw unpasteurized milk in states that have loosened legislature about raw unpasteurized milk, but they cannot sell it for human consumption. They can't say, hey, this is raw milk. You can drink this instead of pasteurized milk. What they have to put on the label is that this is pet food. And if you are reckless enough to eat pet food, then go ahead and drink this milk. It's code, folks. It's just code. It's like a nod and a wink. It's like, yeah, this is for the cat and the dog. Wink, wink, wink. No, you can drink it. It's raw unpasteurized milk. It's the same raw unpasteurized milk that many of us get from our farmers who have cow shares or actually own cows and drink our cow's milk. But they cannot put it on the shelf in many of these states, Indiana included, and simply say, hey, here's raw unpasteurized milk. You can now buy it and drink it yourself. So the way the people get around it is they just put, you know, that it's pet grade, or this is for your pet, or they'll say raw milk for cats and dogs. They'll put labels on it like that. But it's the same raw unpasteurized milk that any of us are buying from our farmers. So, yeah, you absolutely can try it. There's no doubt about it. And, again, it's just what the farmers have to do so that the milk-producing industry doesn't come after them any more than they already are. And it's really sad what's being done to these farmers who are selling raw unpasteurized milk. You and I should have the choice of drinking anything that we want. If in a country, in a world where they still condone cigarette smoking and turn a blind eye on it and let anybody who wants to start smoking cigarettes as long as you're 18 or 21. But yet they won't let us buy raw unpasteurized milk. It's a farce. It's just a farce. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I've got more questions to answer. If you do want to call in, 502-690-2298. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. He over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great Casual Friday already in the works. It's going to be an amazing show. So many things have happened in the past week that we've been gathering up that we want to talk about on the show. Nutritional idiocy is at an all-time high in this country. It just never fails to amaze me, the misinformation out there that people are getting about the proper way to eat, and it's really the root of all disease in this country. And part of the thing that amazes me the most is that I become so frustrated because, and I'm not saying, oh, you have to eat paleo. I'm not saying that. I am saying ancestral diets are important to observe. I mean, looking at what our ancestors ate hundreds of years ago is probably more important than adhering to a paleo diet, because we've learned through epigenetics that we have evolved to be able to eat certain things, and they can impart health that our paleo ancestors didn't have available to them. So while I'm not saying that you have to be that extreme, I do say you have to go back a few generations and look at what your ancestors ate in the places of origin, what foods were available to them, and what foods that your genetics were exposed to before you were born through your lineage. But when you look at the average American diet, it's just startling. And one of the things that we'll talk about on Casual Friday and a little deeper is, when I was cleaning my mom's house out, I found my dad's high school graduation picture from 1939. And Elisa and I were looking at it. And, my dad lived in Brooklyn. He went to the public school system in Brooklyn. He went to PS 54. And, I was looking at the picture and I noticed a lot of the same things that Elisa noticed. You know, we had a lot of African American people in Brooklyn at that point in time. It was a melting pot already, which I feel blessed to have grown up in Brooklyn, to have been exposed to so many different people, races and so on, because it really made me a lot more understanding and accepting of people. I don't have any of those narrow-minded views that people who grow up in societies where they're just homogeneous, where all they have is white people, for instance. But more importantly, I looked at the picture and something amazed me. And then I showed it to Elisa. I says, look at this picture. It's a giant picture. It's on a board. It's probably, like 18 inches wide and 14 inches tall, black and white, reminiscent of that era. And I said, look at this picture. I said, what do you notice about this picture? And she looked for a while and she noticed, she said, wow, there were a lot of, African American people in that school. I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's Brooklyn. It was a melting pot back in the day. I said, but what else do you notice? And she looked for a while longer. And then I said, look at this kid. And I pointed at this one kid. And the one kid in the class, and I'll say there was probably in this graduating class at PS 54 in 1939 that my dad was in, there's probably 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 kids in this picture. It was probably made up of a couple different classes, and they just, they were all graduating, so they put them all together. Because it didn't say which classroom it was. It wasn't like Miss McGillicuddy's class. It was the whole graduating class at PS 54, 1939. Okay. Out of all of these people, there was one fat kid. One. That's it. Just one fat kid. Everybody else in the picture, you could see they were lean. They had gaunt-looking faces. Their clothes fit them loosely. The boys were all wearing suits. The girls were all wearing white dresses. You could see the girls' legs. The legs were slender and muscular. Everybody in this school, in this particular class picture, except one kid, one kid. He had a Buzz Crew cut. He had a really big fat face. You could see his neck was fat. You could see he was fat. And Elisa said, he's the only fat kid in the class. I said, yeah. I said, look at that. Isn't that amazing? I said, now look at a graduating picture today. Find one. Pick one out. Find the high school picture from today. And show me how many kids are obese in that picture. And I bet you it's 50% of the class. I watched the Emmy Awards last night. And of course, The Wizard of Oz, because the Emmy Awards, awards entertaining shows that occur during daytime hours. And, The Wizard of Oz obviously was anointed with an Emmy Award yesterday for both his show and himself, I guess. Well, when they announced the initial, winning of his Emmy Award, his entire staff came up and, it was funny. I mean, of all of the people that accepted awards, the Dr. Oz show had like 30 times more people on the stage. They literally had like 30 or 40 people on the stage where everybody else had like 8, 9. They had like 30 people come up on stage and accept this award. It was such a big crowd that Wayne Brady said, well, with that many people on your staff, it's a wonder, it's no wonder you won an award. I mean, he even made a comment like that. But the most astounding thing that I found on the Wizard of Oz TV show was the sheer number of obese people. And I'm not talking just fat. I'm talking obese. The women, I mean, there had to be at least three or four women that were getting close to 300 pounds that were like high level executives in the show, obviously, maybe his producer, because they came up and accepted the award. And I'm thinking to myself, here is the guy that has become the barometer for, healthy living promoting TV shows. And I have to say 80% of the people on his staff don't look healthy. I don't understand that. I mean, aren't they following his advice? I guess not. Anyway, so I did watch that last night. The people that we take our advice from, you have to be very, very cautious who you take your advice from in this day and age. Look at them. I remember one time when I commented about Michelle Obama being overweight, and some of the women in my audience came out and said she's not overweight. And I said, look, she is overweight. The scale has changed for what is considered overweight in this day and age. We become accustomed to people being overweight. So now, what used to be considered morbidly obese is now just considered obese today. And morbidly obese is a whole new horizon. I mean, you gotta be 400 pounds today to be considered morbidly obese. Back in the day, if you were 100 pounds overweight, you were considered morbidly obese. You were obese enough where your weight was going to shorten your life. So, you know, the scales have shifted because we have so many people that are overweight today that we have to modify what is considered obese and what isn't. Just like we're modifying what is considered healthy blood sugar. A friend of mine, no, Elisa told me a story about somebody who went to the doctor and had a fasting blood sugar level of 140 and was told she was pre-diabetic. And I said, what? At 140 is pre-diabetic? What is diabetic now? 200? I mean, you're pre-diabetic, in my opinion, once you get above 100. Not 140. I mean, 140 is full-blown diabetes as far as I'm concerned. We already know that the reality of research is showing that people who have fasting blood sugar levels above 80 are suffering the same damaging effects as people who have 140 and 150. It's just taking longer for those effects to occur. So, you know, again, getting back to nutritional idiocy, the types of things that are promoted on the Dr. Oz show about nutrition are really misguided. And I believe that his staff needs to, you know what? I'm challenging Dr. Oz, the Wizard of Oz, to put his staff on diets and have them report their results following his guidance. I predict that not only will they not lose weight, but they'll become sickly if they follow the myriad of vacillating ideas that he promotes. You know, eat beets, don't eat beets. I mean, the guy every day, don't eat fats, eat fats. I mean, the same show, he's telling people don't eat fats and then eat fats. Protein is bad for you, eat protein. Maybe that's why his staff is so overweight. They're just confused. They don't know what to eat. They can get help by listening to this show. You know what? Mehmet, listen to my show. You don't even have to give me credit. Just follow the edicts that we talk about on this show. Your staff will get healthier, and you can take credit for it. How about that one? Maybe next year you can have 150 people step up on the stage when you are receive another Emmy Award, along with Days of Our Lives and all the daytime TV shows. Well, anyway, I appreciate you enduring me this hour. We didn't have a guest. We were supposed to have a guest, but he did stand us up. We may try to get him back on the show. I don't know. We'll have to see. And we have some great shows planned for you this week, starting tomorrow. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show with Randy Roach and Joshua Trentin as we take a second look at Josh's progress eating nothing but raw meats, raw dairy, raw eggs, raw. All he does is eat raw food now. I don't think he's eating raw chicken yet, but maybe he is. I think that was the only thing that he wasn't eating last time was the raw chicken, just because he didn't like the texture of it. But we'll find out tomorrow for sure. And we're going to find out about his progress as a natural competitor. No drugs whatsoever, only raw food, and how far he's gotten using the raw foods. So, and we have some other great shows for you planned the rest of the week. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm back in the studio. I'm not going anywhere for a long time. I will see you tomorrow.